Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, of course, major winter storm about to hit the region. And this one looks like the largest of the season.
It does, David. And there are certain rules that people like me should follow, which are don't go out of the house if you don't have to. Figure out other ways to postpone things. Don't take chances on icy, terrible roads. And be very, very careful if you do have to go out of the house.
Huddle around your radio, and of course, we'll have a full forecast throughout the morning and with Paul Cano on Midday Magazine. Let's turn to some political news, Alan. Here's a headline. Okay. GOP Senate leaders avert debt ceiling crisis.
Well, I think they knew what they had to do. You know, David, the leaders, Boehner in the House and McConnell in the Senate, knew full well that they had taken such a beating the last time when they, you know, tried to manipulate this kind of a situation and close down the government. Look, after all, it's the Congress that has appropriated and spent all the money. Now they come along and say, you know, this is all your fault to the president. That's not right. And it took some real guts on the part of these leaders. What's interesting about it is that even some of the people in their own parties who voted against them are immensely grateful that they don't have to go back to a constituency and worry about this. So in other words, they make one sign out of one side of their mouth, and the other, they're basically very, very pleased that their leaders have protected them.
Alan, a new poll finds that New Yorkers statewide favor Governor Cuomo's plan to fund pre-kindergarten over New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's proposal, but there's an upstate downstate split on the two approaches.
Well, yes, and some of the newspapers like the Daily News have said, you know, that de Blasio should just accept the offer from the governor. But I think de Blasio brings a new perspective to the Democratic Party. I've written about it. I've thought about it. He's the old-style Democrat, if you think about it, who really goes right to the base, who talks about inequality, who talks about things that have to change. Cuomo is a guy who's a terrific politician. He wants the purples, in other words, the people between the Democrats and the Republicans. He knows they don't like taxes, and he plays the game, which is to say, I don't want that. You don't have to pay more taxes in order to get the pre-K. But you go back to the de Blasio people, and they're going to tell you that, hey, you know, money doesn't come from nowhere. If you want to support it without raising taxes, you're going to have to take the money from somewhere else in the budget. That's what the teachers union has been saying all along, that they've been handled badly, and it comes out of the education budget one way or the other. So, you know, it's going to be interesting as it plays out to see whether this mayor and this governor can get over this clear war that is now going on. One guy believes in more taxes, one guy believes in less taxes. Can't have it both ways.